How do you like me now? Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I am your host, T, from the infamous TBlog.com, and now I reside right here on the T Podcast to entertain all of you people. I am laughing at this because my girlfriend makes fun of my introduction, and the stuff she was saying is hilarious, and I'm looking to get her on the podcast for the Drunken Festivus 2, aka Festivus 11, December 23rd, because she had a lot to say about my intro. So let me continue. Some say I have a way with words, including her. Some call me the Tom Brady of blogging. She doesn't think anybody calls me that. The Conor McGregor of podcasting. She also doesn't think anybody calls me that. The white Tupac of screenwriting. For some reason, she doesn't think anybody calls me that either. The king of the bean, a.k.a. Boston, the man who is always, always, always on his grown man shit. Thank you for tuning in. Now let me do what I do here, and that is entertain the shit out of all of you. Today is Tuesday, November 19th, 2019, 11-19-19. Welcome to the T-Podcast. I have today off. Today's podcast is going to be very sports-centric. I was going to record earlier today, but there was a little construction going on in my building, and it kept on making noise, so I gave myself some time. It also gave me some time to listen to Rob Gronkowski, Gronk's announcement. So I'm going to come in hot with a few sports topics. So hopefully, all the regular fans who aren't really into sports, hopefully you listen. All my diehards that are into sports, I think you get a kick out of this. There's a lot of topics going on. Today's theme is, you know, there's no real men in sports, right? And I'm going to get to that in a second. But the other news that's happening is, like I said, Gronk on top of Kaepernick, Antonio Brown, and the Astros. Some former coaches admitting to stealing signs and all this shit going on. So I'm going to have a quick take on all of it. First, baseball's baseball. I don't give a fuck if you're stealing signs. You do everything you can to get the edge. If you're leaving stuff out there and you can figure out somebody's signs, you do it. It's an unspoken rule, just like Bill Belichick at that time, supposedly recording drills to Eric Mangini, became a little rat fuck. A rat him out. It was unspoken. People did that. Once you get called out on it and somebody has a problem with it, like Spygate, supposedly, you stop doing it. So now you can't do it in football anymore, and you can't steal signs at baseball anymore. Somebody's making it relevant, and that's being out there, and people have problems with that and how you're doing it. Yeah, it's just the game's changed, right? Years come and go, they pass. You can't take steroids anymore to play any sports. That's frowned upon. You get tested. Quarterbacks, all types of plays are protected now in every sport, even baseball with the helmets now. Things change. So if this is something that you can't do, no more stealing of signs, then you just don't fucking do it. So moving on to that. Antonio Brown today issued a statement on his Instagram apologizing to the Robert Kraft and the Patriots. And his litter is Tigger's in his litter in the background taking a shit. I'm not going to edit that out because, like I said, in the T-Palace, we do everything live and raw. And when a man's got to poop, a man's got to poop. And that's what Tigger's doing right now. So Antonio Brown, who clearly wants to be in the NFL, even though every day goes back and forth like a little bitch, saying he doesn't want to be in the league, doesn't want to play. He's like, fuck the NFL. He still wants to play. Still wants to have a job. He realized what he said about the Patriots and all that stuff about Robert Kraft going in and out of that massage parlor. He's doing this to kiss some ass to get back into the NFL. Tom Brady, the last few games with the Patriots, still winning, but obviously lost the Baltimore game, but still won this past weekend against Philadelphia. Their offense isn't what it used to be. And Tom Brady basically liked that Instagram post by Antonio Brown today. And a lot of other people liking it as well, too. Antonio Brown supposedly is working on a settlement outside or before they go to court with the girl that's pressing charges. I'll get more into that in the type of men in professional sports in a second, because obviously that is today's topic. But he's settling, she's settling, I don't know, right from wrong, but at some point he'll be back in the NFL. I hope he's not with the Patriots, but the way things are looking, I don't know if it'll be this season, but next season he'll be back in the NFL because money talks. I guess, you know, it doesn't matter what type of man you are, your character, doesn't matter if you're a victim of abuse, if you're willing to take the money, it's just, it's fucked up. Anybody, almost anyone, I can't say everyone, but almost anyone, when they've been done wrong or they are a piece of shit if they have money, money talks. So that's my take on Antonio Brown. Rob Gronkowski, Gronk. Okay. I was going back and forth with a few friends with this one, all right? So Gronk said a couple days ago over the weekend that he had a big announcement on Tuesday morning today of this recording and going up tonight, this podcast, at 9 a.m. He took to social media and his announcement was made known. Now, there are a lot of people out there hoping that he was coming back. I was personally hoping that he would come back because the Patriots need the offense, like I said a little while ago. He's kind of like been dabbling and dangling the carrot in front of all of us whether or not he's going to come back. So today's announcement, Gronk took to social media, and his announcement was, no, he's not coming back this season, but he's having a music festival. Super Bowl weekend in Miami called Gronk Beach. Gronk's Beach, whatever the fuck it is, Gronk Beach. And people are going to be performing there. So yeah, he's like, I'll be at the Super Bowl this year. And it's like, ha, ha, ha. I get what he's doing. Now, again, am I a little frustrated that he's not coming back, that I think he was going to come back? I thought it was a long shot. What I'm more pissed off about, again, all to the man. His body has gone to shit. I thought it would have maybe healed. Hopefully it did heal. Maybe he thought he'd have the urge to come back. All that aside, he gave everything he had on the field. He left it all out there. His body went to shit. I'm just hoping he would have stayed, retired, and not do this. That's what I'm mad about. You didn't see David Ortiz the first couple years after his retirement saying, oh, I may come back. Just stay fucking retired and stop playing that. Now, I get from a marketing stance, yeah, it's genius. Like, he is around a bunch of PR people, social media people. He has a whole team, a creative team. He has investments in companies. They're saying, use this. Use this, everybody thinking you may or may not come back, but hoping that you will. Use this as much as you can to capitalize on the time and how relevant you are. Gronk is still hot. People are talking about him. So he's being told, and because he's not smart enough to figure this out on his own, that keep on acting like you may be coming back out of retirement by all these announcements, but then again, announce something else. Your CBD company, your Gronk Music Festival, all that shit. So that's what I'm getting mad about. Like, just promote your shit separately, but don't try to fucking entice the fans into thinking you may come back. Because we're Boston. We're loyal fans. We love our players. Like I said, you didn't see David Ortiz do this. You didn't see Larry Bird do this. You know, we saw Cam Neely, but he tried his ass off. He didn't want to retire, but his knees were just gone. He tried to come back and play that time, but he couldn't. There's a certain connection between fans, especially in Boston. I can't speak for other cities, between Boston fans and Boston athletes. What he's doing is not the norm. It's uncharacteristic of like somebody that would love and give that respect back to the fans that made him who he is. We made him Gronk. We love the Gronk spike, his dopiness, his partying. And he did what he did on the field. But outside of the field, off the field, the fans made him a character. No different than what Brady did and put up all those types of numbers and championships on the field. We made Tom Brady the GOAT. David Ortiz, we made him Big Poppy. We made Larry Bird Larry Legend. That's how it goes. So we kind of like, you're the person, you're the man, you're the individual. Go ahead, you have a right to stay retired. But don't fuck with your fans like that. Fans love you. You know, we paid good money to see you all those years. And we're very thankful for everything you did, giving up your body on the field. We're thankful for every championship, every win, every touchdown, every Gronk spike. But what you're doing is fucked up, bro. From man to man, if this gets out there somehow, I don't know if you hear something about this or not, the podcast, knowing that T says you're being a fucking dickhead. And right now you keep on doing this, I'm going to say fuck you and fuck Gronk Beach. Okay? Of course, if you do come back, I'll be like, oh, thank God Gronk's fucking coming back. I would totally sing another fucking tune. All right, I had something to say about all that shit. What I wanted to get into tonight is this whole thing. What really got it going was last Thursday night, I was over at my girl's house and we were watching. I put on the football game. I can't say we were watching. I just put it on. And it was the Cleveland Browns versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. My history of both those teams, obviously Roethlisberger and Brady had a history, a rival. Brady always coming on top. Big Ben, he's a piece of shit. He settled a bunch of supposed rape cases outside. So I never liked him. I never really cared much for the Steelers. The Browns were always a shit team, never really relevant, but they were in a tough division. It's those two teams, the Steelers and the Browns. And then there were the Ravens, obviously still in that division, and the Bengals still in that division. All those teams play really hard. All those teams have been known for playing each other dirty. They all employ, that division is like the scum of the NFL. They all employ fucking degenerates. Ray Lewis, you name it. Just down the fucking line. Just the way all those teams been. So I'm watching the game, and I'm seeing them being uppity, the Browns and the Steelers. So with Big Ben down, Mason Rudolph is a backup quarterback. I know they won like 3 or 4 straight with this kid. What I was watching, because I didn't pay attention to that team, I really don't pay attention to that team at all because they're not relevant unless they have a competitive record that they may play the Patriots in the playoffs, which this season they don't. I'm watching them, And I'm like, how the fuck is this kid, Mason Rudolph, in the NFL? He doesn't look like a starting quarterback. And I know they won a few, and this is the game I'm paying attention to, but he was getting intercepted left and right. He couldn't scramble. He was feeling the pressure. He just looked like he didn't want to be out there. He looked like a 12-year-old boy crying. And the Browns, their defense was doing a pretty good job. The Browns, a team that I never said it, and if you go back to the podcast earlier this year, I said they'll be lucky if they're 8-8. I don't think they're even going to be 8-8. The Browns, now that they have Landry, they got fucking OBJ and Baker Mayfield, who I think is another overrated fucking quarterback that should not be in the NFL. They were told by many people that they were supposed to be a good team in the AFC this year. They're not living up to that. So they're playing, I guess, with an attitude. That attitude was shown that their coach does not have them under control, because you're winning the game. Your defense is doing a pretty good job. And what happened when, I don't care if fucking Mason Rudolph basically started it and went after him first, Myles Garrett took off his helmet. Those helmets weigh like fucking 30 fucking pounds plus. You're swinging them. Takes off that guy's helmet, takes off Rudolph's helmet, and swings and hits them in the fucking head. He could have killed that kid. He could have collapsed his fucking skull. And then all the people got into it. Pittsburgh Steelers got Garrett down on the ground. They were actually kicking him. They didn't make it any better. You know, the whole eye for an eye leaves everybody fucking blind. That was a street fight. That was a bunch of thugs on the fucking field. Now, the repercussions, what came afterwards, were suspensions. A lot of people like Rudolph should have been suspended. All this, why did Garrett get, you know, suspended for the whole year? All right, this goes back to the topic of me saying there's no real men in professional sports. In professional sports, I'm sticking to the four major sports. That is the NFL, football. That is the NHL, hockey. That is Major League Baseball, MLB. That is, obviously, the NBA, basketball. I look at this, and each league is different, right? Some allow people coming in off the street. Some go undrafted. Some come right out of high school. Some have to go through college. Some men are allowed to leave college at any point, declare themselves for a draft. You're allowed to play. You're allowed to make a buck. You're allowed to make money. There's a debate that a lot of athletes, college athletes, should be making money in college. I get an opinion on all of that, okay? Let's start from the beginning. A lot of these athletes come from low-income housing, come from tough neighborhoods. There aren't fathers around. Yeah, there's certain colors of their skin. Some are black. Some are Spanish. And you have some white kids, obviously, that when they come to athletics abilities, they get, people want to call it white privilege. Some come from, I don't know, you know, the Texas and whatnot. They come from, they both have their parents in there, middle class, upper class. They go to really good schools and they get put into professional sports. My opinion on all this is this. It goes back to even Michael Vick and the life I've lived. Michael Vick, that time, was one of the greatest quarterbacks. Could have changed the game. There's a lot of mobile quarterbacks in the game right now. He's the first real mobile quarterback that can move, that can throw, that can run. And obviously, he did what he did with all the dog fighting. Dogs are getting killed. And he did his time, came back, was allowed back into the NFL. But the whole thing about Michael Vick was people were trying to spin it as he was just a product of his environment. He didn't know any better. Okay. So I'm a product of my environment to an extent, where growing up the way I did in East Boston, every person I grew up with, every guy, and I'm not going to repeat history on the podcast. I said it several times before. Most of the people, I mean, literally had a no real role model podcast, excuse me, a couple weeks ago, last week. I grew up, again, I'm white. I'm Italian. I grew up in a neighborhood that had all different races, all different classes, mostly low income families, middle class, below, very few upper class, people didn't own. There was violence, there was always fights, people getting stabbed, people getting shot. There were drug dealers, there were fucking murderers, there were gangs, there were all these types of shit going on. Every guy had a scam, everybody was a drug dealer, everybody was a degenerate gambler. So there's all that. I came from that world. I went to school every day. I had a separate life outside of school, tried to stay out of trouble as best as I could, put up straight A's, National Honor Society, went off to college, conquered corporate America, had all my side hustles and hobbies, legit ones, you know, become the screenwriter of this podcast, everything I was doing, make great money, live a great life, take care of the people I care about, didn't do any time. Am I a product of my environment? No. I went the opposite road. For me, I believe any man could go against the grain, the norm, the bubble that he was forced to live in. So I don't really have any sympathy towards anybody, any fucking professional athlete. I don't care if they're white, black. I don't care what the fuck they look like. I don't care if you come from a tough neighborhood. You choose the life that you want to live. You can make something out of it. You're given a shot in a major sport sports that we pay as kids to play, you're making millions of dollars to do that as a living, I'm not going to give you any fucking sympathy. That's why I didn't give any sympathy to Michael Vick. Plus, I can't stand the fact that he's a fucking dog killer. I said it before and I'll say it again. Anyone that hurts women, kids, or animals, I don't think you should ever have another job ever again. That goes beyond fucking sports. Besides that, Myles Garrett, I don't know his background. I didn't search and I don't really give a fuck. I don't care if he came from an upper class life, a lower class life. I don't care that he's black. I don't care if he was fucking, could have been white. I don't care if he went through college. I don't care if he left and declared for the draft. I don't care if he got picked up off the street. The problem with that is he chose that act of violence. He chose to do that. He didn't have to do that. This goes back to where professional sports, billions of dollars are being made. This goes back to college. Okay. If you come from a family where you did have your dad, maybe you had your dad around. Maybe your dad didn't go off to prison. Some of us had dads that went off to prison. Maybe you weren't raised by a single mom. Maybe you weren't raised in a tough neighborhood. Maybe you were in middle America. Maybe you weren't. Maybe even you had your dad, and by the time you got off to college, your dad wasn't around anymore. Maybe your dad didn't teach you any manners. Maybe your dad didn't teach you how to be a man. Maybe without your dad being around, you're just raised by your mom. Maybe you did not learn how to be a man. Maybe you did not know how to treat women. Maybe you thought it was okay to roofie them and do date rapes. Maybe you thought it was okay to be violent. Maybe you thought it was okay to fail all your classes, but you knew because you were in a fucking NCAA program that the schools were going to move you along because they were going to make a lot of money off you. Maybe you never even got educated. Maybe you didn't know how to fucking read. Now, the schools that have athletes, should athletes have an agent? If you're the elite, let's talk the elite. Let's put aside your background. Let's put aside whether or not you had your dad around. Let's put aside the color of your skin. Let's put aside the neighborhood you grew up in. There should be programs, money spent. If there are going to be universities and colleges, the elite schools that make money off these kids that like, say, Notre Dame or any other school that's on television on a Saturday, they're making money. They should put programs aside or allow for college kids, college athletes to get some sort of funding. So maybe somebody commits to them. Maybe they get a small sponsorship from Nike. Enough to actually pay through college. I'm assuming they're all on scholarships, but enough to get money through college to live and also give money maybe back to their single moms, to their dads that aren't around, to their families. Pending that money comes in, X amount of dollars go to a special program that these colleges and universities need to provide. Now, some kids leave school and go off to a prep school. The prep school just gets you ready for that high division or that second tier school to get you ready. Maybe within these top colleges, these top universities, with the money coming in, the sponsorship that you allow for athletes, maybe there's a certain one as a part of your four-year school, your education program, that you learn how to be a man, that you get a trade. Maybe you'll bust in the NFL the first year. Maybe you get injured and you tear your fucking ACL your first game in the NBA. Maybe you get hit in the fucking head your first game, your first at bat in Major League Baseball. Maybe you take a puck to the fucking skull. Be prepared. They should have a program. They should have classes that are tailored towards the athletes. And you have to do that. You have to participate. You have to keep the grades. Also, you should not be allowed to leave college to declare any draft. It should be a mandate. Because if this money's coming, a lot of kids are like, well, fuck that. Why would I continue in college when my mother is struggling? My family is struggling. My dad isn't around. Or my dad can't work anymore. A lot of them leave. Some of them, I do believe, want to continue college. A lot of them leave because they know that money's going to come in from the NFL, from the NBA. They know money's going to come in from Nike or any other type of fucking company out there. But if they're starting to make some money to pay bills and help out at home, on top of being a part of this program, that I think all the money universities make should make that mandatory. And then you have to go through 4 years. Then after the 4 years, yes, maybe you learn how to be a man from this program. Manners. How to open up a fucking door, how to treat women, how to walk every day with your head up, how to dress, how to articulate sentences, maybe how to invest in the stock market, maybe how to run a business. You have all that, these tools. And maybe you have some sort of, I don't know, some sort of mentor program as well that's being funded from the school. And then when you actually get into the NFL, NBA, you continue. Now, that program doesn't stop. Robert Kraft, like many owners, Jerry Jones, they make billions of fucking dollars. As a part of that program, maybe there's some that don't go to college, but you do. Say, let's go down the road that you continue and you draft off the street, or you pick somebody up, you go to the combine, and you play. Then it should be on the NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA to have programs for rookies and second years, and maybe even third years. the same type of program that I was just saying that you should have in colleges, they should have that. They should have mentors, life coaches, showing them. They should pay for that as part of the billions of dollars they make every year. How does this 19, 20-year-old kid learn how to be a man? How does he operate? How does he pay his bills? How does he know how credit cards work? How does he treat women? How does he treat his family? They should have an ethics class. They should have a morals class. They should have a manners class. Anything that they need to become fucking men. So it won't undo the environment that you came from. It won't replace the fact that you didn't have your dad, or your dad can't work anymore, or your dad died. It won't change the color of your fucking skin. It also won't be able to fucking show you how to treat a woman, or how to be how you are in the bedroom, or how you are when you're alone with her, or maybe you get a girl pregnant and you become a dad at a young age. That's still going to be on you, the core, but you'll have basic fundamentals besides saying, here you go, kid. Here's $10 million fucking dollars. Go out into the field and play till you literally fucking die, because me as an owner, I'm going to make a lot of motherfucking money off you. I don't care about you as a person. Same at colleges. I don't care about you as a person. We just won a national championship. Why the fuck would I care about you? I think there should be some onus. I think there should be something, accountability on the athlete, the school, the owners, the GMs, and these overall leagues themselves. I mean, with that, I don't think you're ever going to stop somebody from ripping off a fucking helmet all the time. I don't think you're going to stop somebody from fucking have dog fighting in their backyard. I don't think you're going to stop somebody from being a piece of shit and knocking a fucking pregnant woman out, which this running back just did for Miami. That's going to happen. You're going to be a piece of shit regardless if you're already a piece of shit. But at least there's some accountability in somebody trying to do that and show that. Right now, that doesn't exist. There's a few athletes that do that. And again, case in point, here's a good example. LeBron James. I can't stand LeBron James, the basketball player. I hate that he was given everything. Everybody's told that guy he was going to be a fucking GOAT, be better than Michael Jordan before he was ever fucking on the level of Michael Jordan. This guy moves around, doesn't stay one fucking team, wants to play with his friends because he wants to fucking be Jordan, but Jordan stayed with the Bulls his entire fucking career until he came back, obviously, after retirement and went to Washington. But besides that, I don't like his choices and how he handles his basketball career. That aside, as the man, have you ever seen what LeBron James fucking does? So now I'm going to put my hate, my disdain as the basketball player aside. He opened up a school in Cleveland where he's from Akron, Ohio, where people could fucking go and get these types of classes, these education, and you go for free. He also, as annoying as it is home with his kids every fucking, much as he can, but at least on Tuesdays, that stupid Taco Tuesday, he's home, of course, there's a chef making that food, but he's there being a dad. You ever see him go to like Bron, his son's games? As annoying as he is that dad fucking talking shit, being there, he actually makes it to his son's basketball games. So LeBron James, the guy, the man that donates money, that opens up schools, is there as a father, is there as a husband, is very respectable. Like, he knows how to separate that person from LeBron James, the basketball player. I think more of that is needed. I think people should be able to know how to do that. Again, I'm going to do another reference. Tom Brady. Of course, I go on and on about fucking Tom Brady because I'm a big Tom Brady mark. We know this. But Tom Brady, early in his career, when he was younger, I think he was in his mid, late 20s, whatever it was, before he met Giselle, he obviously got what's-her-face pregnant from Coyote Ugly, Bridget Moynihan. Now, he didn't marry her. He was still being young. He had women like Tyra Reid. He was young and he was stupid, did a lot of dumb fucking things. And then, you know, I guess the kid's still part of his life, but now, obviously, he married. He's mature. He's older. He is a dad. He puts stuff on there with his kids all the time. He donates money. He runs Best Buddies. He has athletic programs, investments. He always puts pictures up of his kids, stuff that he does with his wife, Giselle. Tom Brady is, again, he grew and he learned from his past when he was young, a little bit dopey. Forget about him being on the field. Forget about being the GOAT. Forget about being a quarterback in the NFL. He grew as a man. He grew as a husband. He grew as a dad. He's also somebody that, a philanthropist that goes out and raises money and helps the less fortunate or people with mental disabilities or health disabilities. This speaks levels of the type of person that Tom Brady is. Now, LeBron James and Tom Brady had two different fucking upbringings, came up from two different worlds, two different fucking neighborhoods, two different countries. They are not the same fucking skin color. But yet, they found ways to be better men, which I preach about on T-Blog, being a better man. Didn't really bring it over here. Yeah, talk about being on my grown man shit. Those two men are on their grown man shit without a fucking doubt. Now, if there are people out there that didn't have a program or a role model or a hero or the upbringing that somebody like Myles Garrett, who took off his fucking helmet to bash a kid's fucking head in, how come Tom Brady's never bashed somebody's head in? How come LeBron James never jumped into the crowd like Ron Artest and started beating up fans? Because that was them. They choose to be better. They choose not to go down that road. Some men can't do that. They don't have that capability. That's why these programs are fucking needed. So, are there real men in sports right now besides Tom Brady? And as much as it pains me to say it, LeBron James? I don't know. I think we need this. I think these kids need these fucking programs. And I can say kids because now I'm 42 years old. Anyone younger than me, anyone in their teens, 20s, 30s, they're a kid to me. I made choices. I made a lot of mistakes as a kid, shaping into the man I am now. Am I a product of my environment? No. Am I a professional athlete? No. But I think as a man, I think as men, we're products of the choices we make. I think that we do need some basic foundation if we're not getting that support that we need. Some of us, you know, when our dad's in prison, still need a father figure. Some of us need to be told to go to school every day. Some of us need to be told to sit down and do our homework and read. Some of us do need a woman to sit down and say, this is how you treat a lady. This is how you should be opening up doors, pulling up chairs. I think we need someone to say, look, yeah, you've been to a lot of fucking street fights. You come from a fucked up world, but there's more to life than that. You don't have to lose your cool and want to fight someone. You don't have to be a multimillionaire and still have dogfights in your backyard. That is something that these billionaire owners, these people that are heads of universities, they get shit tons of fucking donations and all this money that comes in for these programs, they need to set this aside. There needs to be something to give these kids, to turn them into these young men, to turn them into real men and have long careers in the sports that they get placed into. And given injury or something else, have the basic fundamentals when they're no longer playing basketball, football, hockey, or baseball anymore. Life after that. They need to be told, they need to be taught, they need to be shown how to be men and how to have a life outside of their professional sport and to have a life after their professional sport. That's what I'm fucking saying. And that's what that whole Myles Garrett thing got me fucking going. I know this is very fucking heavy sports related. I don't want to go longer than 30 minutes for all of you, but that is my take. Hopefully you learned something from this. Hopefully there's some fucking athlete out there, some wannabe athlete, somebody that's going through high school, in college. Maybe there's one or two professional sports athletes listening to something like this. If not, share this, get it across. I don't know if it'll make a difference, but that's my fucking take. And that's why you all come here. Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here? Gladiator. All right, Hans is coming in. He's like, all right, enough tea. Don't start talking fucking movies because tomorrow's podcast is going to be a movie review. Oh, yes. Ford versus Ferrari. Tune in tomorrow morning. All right. On Instagram, where to find me? And this is another place my girl's busting my balls. And I have to laugh thinking about what she said. Two accounts, the_T_podcast for all the podcast related shit. T-Blog, T-B-L-A-W-G for some amazing pics. Twitter, all one word, T-Blog. The Facebook page, the T-Blog page, still up there. Email me anything you want. I respond to a few, but send me along anything you need to talk about or want me to talk about. I respond to t@t-blawg.com. And you can find me here in the T Podcast twice a week, running solo. Three times will be low. I think we're going to record tomorrow night. Might get three out again. It might be 3 weeks in a row. Fucking amazing. A new streak for us. And of course, like I mentioned a while ago, you can find me the place that started it all, tblog.com. That's the show, everyone. Until next time, always take it there.